Hello. In this Storyblocks review, I will talk about pricing, discuss its key features, pros and cons, uncover the common issues people are having with the platform, and compare it with similar services. And, since I've been a member of Storyblocks for almost 3 years now, I will also share my experience with the company. So what is Storyblocks? Basically, Storyblocks is a subscription service that offers access to over 1.5 million of royalty-free downloads that can be downloaded for personal and commercial use. And what are Storyblocks' pros? The thing that I like the most about the platform is that Storyblocks offers a membership that includes an unlimited number of downloads while the subscription is active, and unlimited usage of files you downloaded even after your membership is no longer active. Storyblocks offers easy-to-understand licensing options, standard and enterprise. Both are royalty-free in perpetuity, can be used worldwide, cover unlimited usage for individual and commercial projects, and unless your project costs more than $20,000 to produce, you can just use standard license. There are more than 835,000 videos, 125,000 audio files, and over 427,000 images in Storyblocks' library at the moment. Plus, there are new files being constantly added to the library at no extra cost for existing members. Storyblocks' prices are really affordable. The cost of Storyblocks' unlimited membership equals the price that some stock companies charge for one 4K video. There's also an option of getting a separate video or audio membership, in case you don't want to get an unlimited one that includes all three. I will talk more about Storyblocks' plans and pricing later in this video. Storyblocks' interface is very user-friendly. There is an excellent navigation menu and a search bar, plus you can use relevant tags to filter the results and find exactly what you need. Are there any Storyblocks cons? Sure. First of all, it's not free. There used to be a Storyblocks free trial before, and because of that, many people were under the impression that the service is free. The company has recently removed the free trial, and that should clear up any confusion. Also, it might be quite challenging to choose the right subscription plan. I will explain further. And last but not least, there is no auto-cancel available. You don't get any notification saying when the next payment is due. However, I understand that this is standard practice for most companies. All the billing information is available in the account profile anyway. And now, let's talk about Storyblocks' pricing and plans. If you want to purchase Videos membership, you can choose from two plans, Basic and Unlimited. With Basic plan, you only get 5 HD clips per month. 4K, After Effects templates, audios, and images are not included in the plan. So basically, you're paying $19 per month for 5 HD footage clips, or $99 per year. With Unlimited plan, you get an unlimited number of downloads, HD, 4K, and After Effects templates. Audio and images are not included. This plan costs $39 per month, or $199 if you purchase an annual subscription. If you want to purchase Storyblocks audio membership, you can get a basic plan that will give you access to 3 music tracks for $9 per month or $99 per year. If you also want to have access to sound effects and loops, then you can get an unlimited plan for $15 per month or $149 per year. At this point, Storyblocks images are only being sold with the unlimited all-access pricing model and cannot be purchased separately like Storyblocks video and Storyblocks audio. In the past, you could buy Storyblocks images at a very competitive price, but now that option is no longer available. Hopefully, Storyblocks will bring back the pricing model just for images. You can also get unlimited Storyblocks membership that will give you access to all videos, audios, and images. You will get an unlimited number of downloads for just $65 per month or $349 per year. Now, you might be asking yourself, do I really need Storyblocks subscription? Will it be good for any of my projects? And if I decide to get it, which plan do I need? Should I just get images, or do I need audio and video subscription too? Well, that depends. I have an unlimited video subscription because I always need new clips for my projects. And when I need to make thumbnails, I usually just use screenshots from the videos, and that alone saves me hundreds of dollars each year. However, when I need to get music for any of my projects, I prefer to get a monthly subscription to audio and download as many audio clips as I need. So, before you make any decision, ask yourself these questions. What kind of files do I need? Do I only need high-quality videos for my projects, or could I use images and audio files as well? How much stock do I need? How often will I be creating new content? Do I have all of my projects lined up for the next few months? Or is there a possibility of getting any new ones that I'm not aware of yet? For my work, videos are very important. Every week, I need to get new clips for my projects. However, I don't want to store hundreds of gigabytes on my drive. And that's why I get an annual unlimited video subscription from Storyblocks, which saves me around 50% compared to monthly plan. When it comes to audio and images, I don't need to use them that often, so I prefer to get a monthly subscription whenever I'm working on a project that requires me to use high-quality photos or audio clips. Take a look at your projects and decide how much stock footage you need. You can browse through the library to get an idea of what kind of stock you can download from Storyblocks. If you're constantly creating new videos and always looking for inspiration, then you'd probably benefit from the unlimited plan. It may be worth purchasing an annual subscription. And if you're just working on a few projects right now, then you might want to try the unlimited monthly membership, download enough stock footage, and come back when you need more. Or, if you just need a few video files to spice up your videos, try the basic plan. Personally, I love Storyblocks, but do I think that it's a good match for everyone? Absolutely not. Before making this video, I went through hundreds of Storyblocks reviews and decided to discuss the most common issues and complaints. Watch this carefully, because it may save you from having a bad experience with Storyblocks. If you want to use Storyblocks, you need to be computer savvy to a certain degree, of course. You need to know how to download, open, and use files, especially if you're planning to use After Effects templates. Every template comes with a step-by-step tutorial, but if you've never worked with After Effects before, it might take you a good 20 minutes to figure things out at first. There is no auto-cancel for your membership. You won't get any notification informing you that you are about to get charged, so if you decide to cancel the membership at some point, you will need to do that by yourself. It's a very easy process, though. If your subscription becomes not active, you will no longer be able to download the footage from Storyblocks. However, you can use footage that you downloaded before without license restriction. Some people have been complaining that the cancellation process is a bit tricky. I think that it's a pretty straightforward procedure that takes a minute or two. The link to a detailed article that talks about it will be in the description of this video. I also want to mention that Storyblocks have an excellent support team, so if you ever face any problem, feel free to contact them at any time. Are there any good Storyblocks alternatives? Yes, there are a few good services similar to Storyblocks that offer stock video footage, images, and audio. I will put a link to a detailed comparison of those services in the description of this video. As you can see, Storyblocks offers a wide range of digital content at an unbeatable price. Still, I believe that there is no one platform that suits everyone's needs. I'm not sure if Storyblocks is the right fit for you, but it really took my video editing skills to the next level and helped me generate more streams of income. If you decide to give it a try and take action, then I'm certain that your video creation will never be the same.